Welcome back to Less Than Satisfactory.
For all your satisfying needs.
Except not, because we're less than satisfactory.
Well, I'm Austin.
I'm Ethan.
Yeah, we're back for another episode of this rodeo here.
And we're talking video games. Specifically, I started my Xbox for the first time in 6 months. Woo! I'm a video game person. And I downloaded a video game. Still haven't played it.
What?
Because I don't think actually I finished the download because my internet sucks. So,
what
but
game
anyway,
is it?
Project Cars 2.
Interesting. I wonder what you've downloaded this for.
Yeah, so we're working on a little project coming up soon. And we're going to try and stay awake for 24 hours.
You don't sound too thrilled about it.
I mean, I don't know how. I predict falling asleep within an hour.
Hey, that means you're going to have the advantage when you wake up.
And we're going to race for 24 hours. So I don't know if any of you have heard of this. This probably belongs on our Strictly Sports podcast. Hey, if you're not doing anything after this, you should go listen to
Strictly Sports.
Link in the description. Anyway, I don't know if if our listeners have heard of this, but there is a race in France?
Yes, it is France.
That is 24 hours long. It's called the Le Mans. I think it means the man's.
Sure. No, I don't actually know.
I just know what Le means. I don't know what Mans means.
I don't really know. I took French and I still can't remember what Mans is.
Yep, no, it's okay. It's probably a name. Anyway, I don't know. Is the winner just based on whoever goes the most laps?
Yes, so how that race is based is essentially whoever goes the furthest distance in the 24-hour span in one car.
Mm.
Is the winner.
My only experience with this race is the episode of Top Gear.
Oh, God.
Where they competed in the Le Mans.
That was funny. Didn't they end up breaking halfway through?
I believe so.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Usually there's like hundreds of cars there.
Hundreds? Wow, okay.
Well, you gotta remember there's several classes, so it's not like just one class of car.
Oh, and I also know about it because of, I think I watched a documentary about the making of the GT50.
You
once.
Nerd. But
and they wanted to win the Le Mans with it.
How'd that work out?
Didn't they do? They did it, I think.
I think they did once, but not as many times as they were hoping.
Well, I mean, but they did take on Ferrari, and
yeah.
Sort of won. Hey, Dad, movie of the year.
Ford versus Ferrari.
I actually still haven't seen it, but I really want to.
I haven't either. I do like Christian Bale, so I might give it a shot.
We'll have to watch it for the podcast.
No, we're on the podcast, yeah.
Ford versus Fury. Spoiling a future episode. We review Ford versus Ferrari.
Well, I mean, we are in discussions still to do those movie reviews. Perhaps that could be one of them.
Ooh, regular movie reviews.
Yeah, but in the meantime, as we're still on the video game topic, since, you know, we're doing the Mans race, what's your experience with racing games exactly?
I am bad at them.
Okay.
I'm bad at most video games in general. The video game I'm best at is probably Battlefront, which involves very little vehicular control.
Okay.
But yeah, when it comes to racing games, no, I don't really know much about it. Do you have to shift in this game?
Not unless you want to.
Okay, good.
Now, I have seen you play GTA, too. That's pretty entertaining.
Okay, but I'm bad at it, though.
You're good at the parts that don't involve the driving.
Yeah, because they literally aim the gun for you.
I mean, that does tend to help. But
so yeah, I expect I'm going to get lapped a few times in this race.
Yeah, probably, but with us going for 24 hours, with most of us being on our own for not having really a partner to swap out with, that's going to make it real interesting as well.
I think it will. I predict the computer wins.
We're not having a computer.
Oh, okay. Well, I predict the computer still wins.
Okay. Somehow. I mean, so we were playing it the other day because me and one of the other people that's going to compete with us in this race.
Yeah, how many competitors do we have so far?
Well, there's me, you, Morgan, who we've mentioned in past episodes. Brayden, who was in one of the Lake House ones from a couple, it may have been a season or two ago. Mystery person that's been booted off our...
We'll let him into the studios for a day.
We could probably do it.
Have security watch him closely, though.
Yeah, he'll be on a tight chain, if you will.
Not literally, I'm not into that.
I am, but that's beside the point. There might be a sixth, too. I can't remember if he told me he downloaded it or not.
Oh, was that, who was that?
Craig.
But fucking Craig.
But if there's others of you out there, I know we only have like 3 or 4 actual listeners out there.
Yeah, you might have to provide your own TV.
Yeah, what you'll need to do is set up your own stuff and set up a Twitch and just let us know that you're interested, and we'll make sure you get there. And we'll get a date and a time set for this probably within the next week or so. That way we can actually get it out there, get it promoted, all the fun stuff.
Yeah, tune in to watch me snore.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Ethan, are you going to set up a Twitch just for you to snore?
No. See, I'm just going to set up the Twitch, and halfway through, I'm just going to put my CPAP machine on.
Now, that would be entertaining. All right. Here's this question for you. Since this would be an endurance video game session, what is the longest amount of time you've played a video game
in like one sitting?
Yes.
Probably
minus bathroom breaks, because obviously you gotta stop for those, and occasionally food.
Probably no longer than like 8 hours.
Oh really?
I mean, okay, but that doesn't mean that I was having a fun time. It's more like I was doing so poorly at the video game that I was doing the level over and over again. And by the time I'd paid attention to what time it was like 8 hours later.
Question. Can I guess the game?
Sure, yeah, go for it.
Was it Destiny?
Okay, yeah, it was Destiny.
I knew it!
And Destiny 2.
That freaking game, dude.
I would come home from school, from college, from classes, and just play Destiny for the rest, not do homework.
So we used to actually play Destiny a lot. But
yeah, but then it sucked because...
Well, that's because they kept making you rebuy the game.
Yeah, and that's... Hey, Destiny, you suck. Well, Bungie, stop charging us so much to play your goddamn game.
Or if you're going to do something like that, do like a season pass. Make us pay $60 one time, and then you just give us the rest whenever it comes out, because you lost your whole audience. Congrats.
Yeah, no, I just don't want to pay, because I mean, I think if I stayed current with all the expansions for Destiny 2, I would have paid something like, they each cost like $30, and I think there's been 3 or 4 of them now.
At least.
So that's like $120 on top of the
$60 game.
Yeah, and I think I actually paid a little bit more because I bought like a limited edition version. So it was like $80. Yeah, no.
See, I paid $80 for Destiny 2 because I got it and the dual expansion, like, so that I got the first two expansions.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. And then they came out with 3, like, more expansions after that that each cost $30, and I was just done with it.
Well, after I realized that those two expansions weren't going to be the only expansions, I'm like, I'm not paying the rest of this. Because that's ridiculous. It's that kind of thinking that's a problem in the gaming industry. You can't,
yeah,
even if you've got a good game, which, don't get me wrong, Destiny is a very good game. I do enjoy it.
It's one of the best, like, Destiny and Destiny 2 were one of the best shooters that I've ever played.
Bare bones, Destiny needed a little work, but Destiny 2, man, that was pretty game.
Well, then Destiny by the end of the, like, kind of cycle was a great game.
Yeah, once you got all the expansions for the original Destiny, it was great. It was a really good game. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We could do raids and all kinds of stuff.
The pricing. I just got priced out of the game. Yeah, and they just want to keep tacking stuff on. And I don't want to pay for all that. I just want to play the game.
No, we're not rich. We can't afford that.
Like, I understand charging like $100 for a game, maybe, if you guarantee that every time you come out with an expansion, hey, I get to play that expansion.
You see, the people who have done it right is Rockstar Games.
Yeah.
Because they give you all the expansions for free, but everything just costs a lot, so you really have to grind if you want to get something.
Yeah, and there's like no way, you can't just grind the expansion in Destiny.
Because you just don't have the expansion in there.
Yeah, yeah.
You get nothing. And the worst part is, a lot of the multiplayer gets taken out whenever they add on the expansions, so you get to play less and less of the game.
Yeah, you can't play the multiplayer because they got guns that you don't have, and...
It's a pain. Anyway, instead of bitching about Destiny, let's talk about other games, too, that we've got experience with, and maybe some of our favorites, since we're on the topic.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll give you my history of video games a little bit.
All right, let's go for it.
My parents didn't let me have played video games, really, at all. So
really?
Well, I didn't have, like, a video game console until I was, high school.
What was your first one? How's that?
PS3.
PS3, okay. Yeah. Late bloomer, but that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, my sister had an N64 that I played occasionally, but I don't really count that.
What was it, just like Mario Party or something?
It was dirt bike racing.
Really? Oh, that was probably that Jeremy McGrath
James
game.
Bond. And
was it Goldfinger?
Yeah, it was the one with Oddjob.
Yep.
Yeah, Goldfinger and
Pokemon Stadium?
No. Oh, I wish. That game looked so cool and I never got to play it. No, it was
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart, that's it.
Okay. I mean, that's a good start, kind of. Yeah, what was the first set of games you remember playing for PS3? How's that?
Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Whoa. Oh, wow. That's a little rough, Ethan.
I mean, it was a fun game. I'm not very good at Black Ops, or I'm not very good at Call of Duty.
I mean...
at all. I tried playing online a couple times, and I just got slaughtered.
So, I'm not very good at Call of Duty either, but there was one of them that I'm actually really good at. It was Modern Warfare 3.
Okay.
I don't know why it was just that
one. Before or after Black Ops?
After the first one, before the third one.
Okay.
It may have been before the second, too. I can't remember.
And then the only other game I really remember playing to any, like, extent was The Force Unleashed 2.
Oh. Okay.
Not even, like, the original that was, like, probably good.
So you've never played The Force Unleashed?
Nope.
Well, I think I know what kind of game session we're going to have at some point.
I really want to play... There's a new Jedi game that looks really good.
Oh, is it Fallen Order?
Yeah, Fallen... Whatever it is. The
new one.
The actor from Shameless. The redhead is in it.
Well, that game just looks good in general, and I would like to get it. I just don't really...
It looks like the kind of game you can grind on, and I like grindy games.
Oh, yes. Speaking of grinding games, I've got a couple. I've got some experience with two. So, my history of video games... A little more in-depth than yours.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So,
it should be.
The earliest consoles I can remember had... Now, I owned one, and me and my parents kind of rented one, in a way.
Okay, okay.
Because that was usually, like a birthday treat, if you will.
You could, like, rent one from the...
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster?
Ooh. We rented an N64 Ooh. From Blockbuster, and it came with Pokemon
Welcome
Stadium.
To 2020, we're talking about Blockbuster.
Yeah. How millennial of us. We used to... So, we bought a PlayStation.
Okay.
Which, don't get me wrong, that was fun.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I was really young at the time, so the games that my dad wanted
I
to play with me... didn't.
Played on a PlayStation before.
The games my dad wanted to play with me on there were kind of... How do I put this? Too mature for me.
Oh, no.
Like Twisted Metal.
Oh, jeez. I've heard of that.
Yeah, that was a big one. The Grand Theft Auto series when it was early.
Oh, it's not too bad. It was just pixelated.
Yeah, I mean, and then there was Driver. I don't know if you ever heard of Driver.
I've never heard of that one.
It was a good back in the day type thing. Those were good games. My personal favorite from PlayStation, though. The original one was a NASCAR Rumble.
Oh, okay.
Which
I played a NASCAR game on the computer.
Okay. So NASCAR Rumble's a little different.
Okay.
Usually 6 to 8 car races.
Okay, yeah, wow, that's small. Is it in like a little tiny track?
No. Oh. So what you do is you race around city streets.
What?
And it's pretty much like Mario Kart, but with NASCARs.
What?
It's actually really fun.
That sounds hilarious.
I think I have it. If I can ever get our game recorder going again, we'll definitely have to play it sometime so we can show the viewers.
For sure.
Or viewer, as the case may be. Hi, Brayden.
We'll get one more. Probably not.
You never know. After the PlayStation, you know, next step's PS2.
Okay.
I had a long and beautiful relationship with the PS2.
Oh, well, that sounds inappropriate.
If you turn around, you'll see one.
Oh.
And if you turn around again, here's another.
Wait, what?
I've got three of them.
Oh, maybe I haven't played on the PlayStation. I thought this was a PlayStation 1.
That is a PS2.
Do you have Gran Turismo?
I do.
We could do the Le Mans race on that, too.
It doesn't work on there.
Oh.
It's not 24 hours.
I had a friend that did. Oh, it's Gran Turismo 2, I think.
Yeah, that one's a little different. I don't have that one. I've got Gran Turismo.
I had a friend that did that.
5, I think.
On his PlayStation 2.
Yeah, it's possible on some of the older ones because they didn't have restrictions back then. But, yeah, so I had a beautiful relationship with the PS2. And like I just mentioned to Ethan here, since we're sitting in what was essentially my game room as well. I have 3 PS2s. One I literally just use for parts. And one I use for actual playing. And one I had that up till a year or two ago, I actually used it for online play.
What? They still have online play for the PS2?
Up till a year or two ago.
Oh.
They took it down because...
That's so sad. I'm surprised it lasted that long.
Yeah, jeez. Final Fantasy was the last one to have a server up. But,
damn.
Yeah, so after PS2, though, I had a very, very difficult choice to make. Do you go with the PS3 and stick with your long tradition?
Oh, but it is.
Or do you switch to 360?
I mean, 360, I mean, I assume I know the answer to this, but 360 has more social aspect because it's the cool new thing.
And that is what I went with. So I went ahead and got an Xbox 360. I was a dumbass and got an Xbox Arcade as opposed to an actual 360.
What is an Xbox Arcade?
It's essentially like a very dumbed down version of an Xbox 360.
What?
It can hold about 3 games worth of data.
That's not terrible.
Well, it is when you have 4.
Oh no.
So, I ended up having to buy some expansions. But the 360, I still had a good time on it. Like, I played Split Second a lot. I played, some of the Grand Theft Autos, some Dirt 2, one of my favorite games of all time.
Oh, there. Yes.
Speaking of some of my favorites from the PS2, we also got to mention some of them that I'm actually looking at right now because they're in front of me. Can't forget Vice City, San Andreas, both from the Grand Theft Auto realm. I'm not mentioning that one, Ethan.
Celebrity Deathmatch? What are the celebrities, and what do they actually die?
I'll let you look at the celebrity list, and
oh,
you
no.
can just laugh at it real quick.
Oh, no.
The one that's right above it, though.
Is that Angelina Jolie? What did they do to her face? Who is that? What is that monster?
So, Marilyn Manson's in this.
Okay.
That was Anna Nicole Smith. Do you remember her?
Isn't she dead?
Yeah.
Who killed her?
I don't know. Mr. T's in this. Buster Rhymes.
Oh, man, he has cancer now.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, he's just old. Old people get cancer. That's
yeah.
just kind of a thing.
Unfortunate. Tommy Lee's in
Carrot
this.
Carrot Top.
Dennis Rodman.
I thought they said this was celebrities. When was this made?
2003.
These aren't celebrities.
2003.
These are like celebrities in North Korea.
No, these are MTV celebrities. Did you not see the huge MTV
logo
there?
Oh, okay, I guess.
So
that's Jerry Springer.
That is Jerry Springer, yes.
Okay.
There's also a member
of NSYNC. Is that woman shooting water out of her tits?
Yes, it does kind of appear that way.
Okay. That's a thing. Is that going to kill? I would hate to be killed by someone's tit juice.
Yes.
Oh, here we got the full list. Justin Timberlake.
What?
Yeah, Justin Timberlake's in this.
Oh, they probably had all of the NSYNC
members. They have all four of the NSYNC members.
Oh, they got Lance Bass. That's hilarious.
They're coming back this year, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Maybe we'll play this as a reminder.
Or not, because it has people shooting other people with tit juice.
Well, we'll play it first to make sure that we can actually put it online. And if it's not as terrible as the packaging looks, maybe we'll investigate playing it.
So it will be as terrible.
Probably. Some other highlights from there. We've got Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition. That was a classic.
Dub Edition? What about the Subbed Edition?
There was no Subbed Edition. Although you can put subs in your car, though.
Oh, okay.
Original God of War. NASCAR Thunder 2004. That was a good one.
Ooh, I think that's the one that I had on the computer.
Oh, it was?
Maybe.
Where there's like rivalries and stuff?
I don't know. I didn't play. I wasn't very good. Again, I wasn't very good at video games. I've never been good at video games. I may not have finished The Force Unleashed 2.
That's okay.
May not have even made it halfway.
I'll forgive you this time.
I did finish Call of Duty 3, or Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
It's pretty easy to finish a Call of Duty game, though.
Yeah, I know. It was hard for me.
We can't forget my personal favorite of all time, though.
Yu-Gi-Oh?
No.
Oh.
Need for Speed Underground 2.
Okay.
That is the best game, in my opinion, of all time.
All right.
The soundtrack for it is perfect. You pretty much can race any category you want. It's got a little bit of everything.
Okay. I assume the soundtrack is just nu metal.
No.
Oh, what?
It's actually got some good rap on there.
Good rap?
What about
bad rap?
It's got everything from Mudvayne to The Doors to Snoop Dogg.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
It's got some alternative songs on there. Unwritten Law, if you know who that is.
No.
They're pretty good. Anyway, good games. There's also 50 Cent Bulletproof, which... is very mixed reviews.
Isn't that his album?
No, that is his video game.
What?
50 Cent had a video game.
What? Okay. Did is it better or worse than Shaq's video game?
Okay, so the little thing about Shaq's video game. I am a sucker for Shaq Fu.
Okay.
I love playing Shaq Fu.
No, don't do this to yourself. You're better than this.
No, I'm not. I'm a piece of shit and I know it. I love Shaq Fu. And 50 Cent Bulletproof, not a terrible game.
Oh, okay. Is it multiplayer?
Good question. Let's just consult the packaging here. And see what it says.
Oh, I'm so scared. Oh, there he is.
One player.
Oh.
That means you don't have to play with me.
I can... Why? Why does he make it? What happened in the early 2000s that they just let people make video games?
Clearly. If you had an idea, it's like Netflix of video games. If you have an idea, it's going to get greenlit on the PS2.
We'll put Kevin Spacey in it.
Oh, God.
Until we find out he touched kids.
Why would you go there? That's so gross. But so true. Yeah, so after, the PS2, I was talking about the 360. The 360 was good.
But now, we're back to the place where I jump back in.
Where the PS3 came in.
Oh, wait, no. Anyway, you ended up getting a PS3 anyway?
So, funny thing. I ended up buying another Xbox because I got sick of the one that couldn't hold more than 3 games. And I gave that one to a buddy of ours. And in exchange, he gave me his PS3 that couldn't really hold more than 3 games.
So you have a PS3?
I have a PS3. I've bought 2 games on the PS3. And those are the only 2 I've ever played. One was the God of War. That was like the remastered version, if you will.
Okay.
With 1 through 3, I believe it was.
I've heard great things about those video games that I've never played.
Yeah. They're good. Highly encourage. And then I bought Burnout Paradise.
I have played that before.
They have it remastered on Xbox One now.
Oh.
It's...
Is that the one where you crash into cars on purpose?
Yeah.
Nice. I love that game.
It's quite a good game. Anyway, after that, you know, everyone gets a Wii, so I have a Wii.
Yeah, I had one too.
Yeah, it, literally everyone has had a Wii in their life.
I mean, I think I only played Wii Sports on it, to be honest.
For a while, that's all I played, and then...
Oh, wait, no, I got Super Smash Bros. For it.
So, I've got...
You played through the entire campaign. That was a long
game. Whoa, you did finish a game.
I did.
I'm so proud.
It was a long campaign.
So, my experience with Wii was a little different. I went the route of, I used it as my platform for Guitar Hero. So,
didn't know they made Guitar Hero for the Wii.
Yeah, Guitar Hero World Tour. I had the drum set, I had the guitars, I even had the microphone, still have the microphone. Don't have the drum set or the guitars.
We use it for this podcast. No, I'm kidding, we don't. We have a slightly better microphone than that.
Slightly, no, a lot better than that. Although when we were first trying to figure out our podcast, when there was more of us doing this at a time, mm-hmm. which, first off, don't ever have six or more people doing a podcast at once.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. But we were trying to make it work. And we have some very bad audio from that mic there. But that was the last time I remember using it.
Oh, wait, you used it for a podcast?
Yeah, I used it there. Nice. That was rough. Anywho, we've, you know, kind of gotten through the Guitar Heroes of the Wii. And then... me and my significant other also started really getting into the Just Dance games. Have you ever played those?
Yeah, I did play Just Dance with the Kinect.
We played on the Wii.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I played those.
Fun fact for you. The Wii did have a game come out in 2020.
What? They did? That surprises me.
Just Dance 2020.
What?
Yes. So the original Wii still has games being made for it.
Why have we not played Just Dance 2020?
Because we just got it.
Oh, well, next time we have a game night, we should play Just Dance 2020.
All right, that
what
works.
What are the songs on it?
Good question. I'd have to go find it.
It's not important. Anyway.
So, after the Wii here and, you know, the 360 and the PS3, then we start to get involved with each other.
Yes, Xbox One.
Exactly.
It's the best video game system right now, probably not. And it's fine. It's a system.
I like it, but I ended up buying a PS4 as well shortly after.
I thought about it. See, the problem is that there's so many games that are only on the PlayStation that are really good, like Amazing Spider-Man,
Ratchet and Clank. I love Ratchet.
Horizon Zero Dawn looks like a really good game. That's the one with the robot dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I can't remember any of the others, but they look good, and I want a PS4, but I just don't.
There's a One Piece game that's on it.
A One Piece game? I mean, that's not my type of anime. I'm only here for the slice of life.
Oh, sorry. But, regardless, that's why I bought a PS4, because I love Xbox. I've truthfully grown to admire it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for online play, but whenever you want to play something that's just not on it, you have
sucks.
To... Yeah, it's like, I really want to play Spider-Man, but I don't even have a Marvel game I can play.
Oh, really? Yeah, there isn't.
Yeah, like, until the Avengers comes out, like the video game Avengers, there's no Marvel game other than Ultimate on Xbox.
That does not count.
Well, that's because it's pretty much just Tekken with Marvel characters. Which, Tekken is fantastic, by the way.
I do like me a good fighting game. So, yeah, okay. So, now that we kind of... So, what are your favorite genres of video games?
Well, everyone...
Obviously cars.
Everyone knows me as the car guy. I honestly like anything where I can use a car as a weapon. Vehicular warfare, if you will.
So, you like battle mode. On Mario Kart.
Yes, battle mode. That's honestly why I like NASCAR 2004 so much.
Okay.
I'm a NASCAR fan anyway. Everyone knows that. But that game, you could really have some good rivalries and the computer will actually fight back. And it's cool.
Okay.
I enjoy the Mad Max game that was out. Another personal favorite, which I believe you've seen me play. Brutal Legend.
Oh, yes.
It is a Jack Black game.
I have heard tell of it. I've had two separate friend groups that are obsessed with that game.
It is fantastic. You really need to get it if you don't have it.
You gave it to me.
I did?
I just haven't downloaded them.
Oh, Ethan, come on. You gotta go get that.
I haven't started my Xbox for 6 months.
Well, there's your problem. Go start it. Download Project Cars. Then download Brutal Legend.
Currently, my only games right now, I guess, are Rocket League and...
GTA?
No.
You don't have... We played GTA. What happened?
I never liked it. It was fine, but y'all had better weapons than me, and it was... I was not ready to grind to get there.
I gotcha. Well, you can just join us when the sixth one comes out. How's that?
There we go. I'll start at the beginning, and I won't have to grind so much.
We can work with that.
Because, I started behind on Destiny for you guys, and, man, I had to do so much grinding to catch up with you.
You see, I lucked out in Destiny because I'm not that great at that game. And apparently I chose the hardest character to grind with, so that's convenient.
Would you play a Hunter?
Warlock.
Oh, yeah, they are harder.
I also made my character a chick, which was fun. Because, fun fact, all of the multiplayers on Xbox that weren't my friends... definitely tried to hit on me. It was quite humorous.
Gross.
Because they'd invite me to chats. They'd be like, ooh, hi, sexy lady. And I'd be like, oh, nice to meet you, too. They'd be like, oh, what are you? Always a fun time.
My favorite genres are probably... I really like the perfect... leveler fighting games. Unless you were up against someone who's just like outstandingly good at fighting games, you can button mash your way to victory.
Oh, you mean like Tekken and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Tekken. I'm not very good at the rest of them, like Street Fighter and...
I'm trying to remember the name of the game, but there's a
I've got Mortal Kombat too, but I'm not very good at the...
latest favorite fighting game is the Shonen Jump one.
Oh,
what is it called? Crap,
what was that? Jump Force.
Jump Force. That's it. It's got all the anime characters in it.
Because that's the one that has Yugi in it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Morgan, one of our buddies, came to my house and played it, actually.
It's a really good game.
Yeah. Fun fact, I beat him in my first try.
Damn it. It took me so long.
I can't remember what character I was because I don't watch enough anime. But I'm getting there.
Describe it to me. I want to see if I can identify it.
Orange clothing. I still don't know the name, so...
Blonde hair?
I don't remember
that. It's probably Naruto.
Probably.
Or Naruto. I don't know. And there's different ways to pronounce it.
Regardless, I beat him. And that's what's important.
Okay.
Also, speaking of games like that, we got to talk about Tekken. Tekken's just so good.
I do love Tekken. That's the one with the animal people in it. Right?
Yes, because you like playing.
I love the panda. I love the panda so much. And the brown bear.
No, you see.
Bear Force One.
Bear Force One.
Yeah.
I love that.
Team Bear.
If we ever have a Tekken tournament, I think we just found your team name. Bear Force
One. I would play the two bears and the jaguar dude.
Oh, King?
Yeah.
Yeah, King's pretty good. See, I've got a girl in there. I forget her name at the time being, but she's French, and she has legs that'll kick the shit out of you.
Okay.
I don't remember what her name is, but
yeah, I don't know any of the characters.
Oh, Lily, that's what it was.
Oh, the white one.
The white clothing one?
Yeah, she's also white, but yeah, she's white.
Yeah, Paul from, the original Tekken. Little Paul. He's got some crazy-ass hair. I love it. Because it's the one that looks like a soup can. Jing Xiaoyu, I think that's how you say your name.
Sure, yeah. I don't remember names of anyone, like real people or in TV, video games, or movies.
Oh, well. You're just really missing everything across the board, aren't you?
Yep, I don't remember names.
What's my name?
Austin Lakes?
No.
I was half right, though.
You're going into the Shadow Realm, sir. Well, I mean, we pretty much hit everything game-wise.
I guess we never really listed our favorite games, though.
All right.
We talked around them.
Let's do a top five. How's that?
Okay, top five.
You don't have to go in a specific order?
Sorry, go ahead.
Unless you want to.
I mean, no. Let's go in a specific order.
All right. In that case.
Number five.
Number five for me would probably be Brutal Legend, just because I mentioned it earlier. It's a fantastic game. It's hard to hate.
All right.
What about for you?
Well, we're going to go with games that I've actually played, which is like a motley collection of random games. So we're going to go with Soul Calibur 4.
That was a good game.
It was a great game.
I was a big fan of Soul. That was the one with Vader and Yoda, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
I love Soul Calibur 4. I don't care. Like, I enjoyed the Soul Calibur series in general, but that's the one I played the most.
So. See, my only complaint with that one, and
it is a bit slow.
I think it is that one. There's no Keelik.
No Keelik?
He's the dude that had the staff.
Oh, no, Keelik is in that one, I think.
He is?
I'm almost certain he is.
Okay, it must be five that he's not in then. He's not in one of them.
Okay, I'm pretty sure he's in Soul Calibur 4.
Well, if he's in Soul Calibur 4, then it gets more points for me. So, but yeah. Unfortunately, I have a lot of people in my life that like to play Soul Calibur, so...
You got played out on that?
I got played out on it, and... I wasn't as good as they were.
Oh, yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah, I didn't last very long, but yeah, it was a good game.
I was never good at them. I can button mash like none other. So I'm decent at fighting games, but not good at them.
Hey, that's all right. All right. Well, let's hit the next one.
Number four.
All right. So number four for me, I'm gonna have to go Dirt 2.
Dirt 2.
It's a racing game.
A solid choice.
Is on the 360.
Now, is that the one PS3 that just has, like, a gigantic map?
No, that's Fuel, I think.
Fuel, okay.
No. Dirt 2 is specifically trophy trucks, raid vehicles, and rallycross cars.
Nice.
Like, most of the game is based around Travis Pastrana's career.
Okay. And, I know who that is.
Yeah, and Ken Block's a big part of it, too. He does all the Gymkhanas and... You remember the dude that, like, drifted through L.A.?
Oh, yeah.
That's him.
Okay.
It has the Mustang that's all pimped out.
Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of that's involved. It's just a really solid game. Great gameplay. Good tracks. Great multiplayer. What about you?
All right, for my fourth one, I'm going to go with Age of Empires 3.
Going PC on me, I see.
Yep. I mean, again, I played a lot of PC when I was younger, and nothing like Age of Empires 3, where you get to play as whatever civilization you want. You can rebel. You can be rebels, because you can rebel against your, like, mother country, and it has one of the best cheat codes ever.
Which is?
Monster Truck.
What?
Yep.
Wait, hold on. I've played a few of the older Age of Empires.
Oh, yeah, I think you can get a monster truck there, too.
What? No one's told me about this monster truck cheat.
I don't remember what the cheat code is offhand, but at least in Age of Empires 3, you can enter a cheat code in for a monster truck, like, fighting unit and just send it to just trample the other...
I could have lived in life the wrong way, man.
It's so much fun. Because, like, it had so much health, they couldn't do anything against it.
Man, I really need to switch up my plans for the weekend. Because, that sounds fun.
It was so much fun.
Alright, I think it's time for the next one, then.
Number three!
So, number three... my top three are real close. And I've got to, unfortunately, put the NASCAR game at number three. NASCAR Thunder 2004. It's probably the best NASCAR game there ever was. And there was a couple that were good too. Like, the most recent one's not bad. It just has some parts of the career that suck. 2009 was great, but 2004 was really the one that was the icing on the cake. They introduced the rivalry system that I mentioned earlier. You could pretty much start your own team from the ground up and kind of build up your R&D department. You actually had to hire people.
Okay.
Like, the career was fantastic. The online, it was a either the first or the second NASCAR game to ever have online on the PS2. And it was quite fun. I liked it a lot. Spent a lot of nights on there. Season modes were great. They actually had, like, driver development, so some of the people in the lower series, whenever, you know, it'd be time for the older guys to, you know, retire and stuff, they would actually take over their rides.
What? That's cool.
It's the only NASCAR game I know that still did that.
That was really cool.
Well, I guess 2007 did it too, but theirs was crappy because all their people were fake.
Okay.
So yeah, I'd have probably go with that one for three. What about you?
Number three. That's a difficult decision. There's a lot of games to choose from, but I think I'm going to go with... I got to go with, for number three, Halo 3.
Oh, solid pick. Going with a classic.
Yes. I mean, it's mostly just kind of a nostalgia pick for me. That you could still dual wield on that one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure I was thinking of the right one. Because, yeah, I just remember grabbing two Needlers. Just mowing people down.
I remember lots of nights that ended like that.
Yeah.
I believe that's when we first started hanging out a fair amount.
Yeah.
It was the end of the Halo 3 era.
Yeah, yeah. And I played it a bunch in high school with a friend that had an Xbox 360, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm. All right, well, I think it's time for the next one.
Number two!
All right, you want to go first on this one?
Okay, I can go first on this one. We talked about it earlier. It's bar none, except for my number one pick. Spoiler, I guess.
Waiting on the number
one. My favorite shooter, Destiny. It was just, like, the feel of Destiny is just completely different from any other shooter game, in my opinion.
Now, you are saying, like, complete Destiny with this, right?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Destiny 1, you got all the expansions.
Okay, good deal.
Because, I mean, I enjoyed... The multiplayer was really, like, pretty fair, because I'm not a very good video gamer, and I was able to hold my own in most matches.
Well, they were nice enough to not put you in rooms that outranked you most of the time,
and
which was nice.
The ranking system in there was pretty good, that I was never matched with someone who was way over my skill level. And I love the feel of shooting on that game. I can't describe it very well, other than that it just feels like no other shooter. Like, I've played Call of Duty and, what's the Call of Duty counterpart?
Battlefield?
Yeah, Battlefield. And I can't get the hang of shooting in those games at all. It's weird. But yeah, they're not for me. Destiny 1.
Hey, that's alright. Destiny was a good game. For me, I've got to go with one I'm looking at right now.
Oh.
Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Oh, okay. Well, now, why Vice City over all the other Grand Theft Autos?
Well, for starters, it was the first Grand Theft Auto I thoroughly played through.
Mm-hmm,
it was also the first game I ever beat all the way through.
Okay.
I also got to bond with my dad a lot playing with it, which was nice.
That's fun.
I probably shouldn't have been playing it at the time, but that's beside the point.
Did you go in the strip clubs?
Well, of course.
How old were you?
Let's see, I'm trying to think. It probably came out in mid-2000s, so I've probably been...
11? 12?
Between 11 and 13.
Yeah, okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Maybe even 10.
Oh, no.
But regardless, it's still better than Leisure Suit Larry, so that's fine.
Ooh, Leisure Suit Larry.
That's another time for that one.
Okay.
but yeah, Vice City was good. My longest video game... straight through time, like one sitting, was with that game too.
All right, I can see that.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on that.
Well,
right. Want to do some honorable mentions before we hit our number one?
Ooh, honorable mentions. I got a couple. Zoo Tycoon. I'll just put the whole series up there. Great, great, great video game series. I loved animals and I love keeping them in cages.
All right. Well, since you're going with the Tycoon, I'm also going to go with the Tycoon. Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Ah, a classic.
Always beautiful. I'm going with the original, not just all of them.
Okay, I mean, who doesn't love making people puke?
Yes, the original was so much fun. You could build anything you want. You
can kill so many people.
You really could, but I just thoroughly enjoyed it. It's got a pretty good economic system, too, which is nice.
Okay, yeah.
And we want to do two more?
Yeah, I mean, I think just because I doubt either one of us are going to choose this for the number one, but it has to be mentioned, Pokemon, specifically, I guess if I have to pick one, that's hard. I'll go with Silver.
Is that the newest one?
No, that was like Johto.
Okay. I don't remember which one Silver was.
The one with Luigi on, or not Luigi, Lugia. Yeah.
I was about to say, Luigi on a Pokemon game.
The legendary birds.
Yes, I remember those.
And I did not play it when it originally came out, because my parents did not let me have video games. Yep. I played it on the simulator on the computer in college.
Very nice. It's alright, I've played many a Pokemon game on simulators such as that. My other honorable mention here, I'm going to go ahead and give it to a PlayStation original, Crash Team Racing.
Oh,
The counterpart to Mario Kart.
I know, I've played that before. Yeah, that's a fun game.
It's almost like Mario Kart, but without a G rating, which is fun because, you know, you get to see explosions. They're not very nice to each other. There's some pretty good voice acting, too.
Okay.
Fun levels, fun tracks. Most of them mimic Mario Kart, but have significant features that make them different.
Well, is it time for...
One more.
Honorable mention?
Yeah.
One more honorable mention!
Alright, I'll go ahead and hit first on this one. Man, there's a lot to choose from, but... You know me. I love the racing genre.
Oh, yeah. Is that, like, your third one on this list?
No, I put Roller Coaster Tycoon on it. But, I'm actually gonna go off the... genre.
What?
I know.
Need for Speed.
No, Need for Speed is in the racing genre. So no.
Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal was also great. Twisted Metal 4 was, for a while, until, you know, I found more games, it was my favorite game. However, the other honorable mention I'm going to give is to Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh.
That is just a beautiful game.
It is very beautiful. I mean...
Storyline's got some parts in it that are a little...
I spoiled the story for myself, and I never got around to finishing it because of that.
I haven't finished the game, but there's just a lot to do in it.
Have you played online at all? I have never played online.
So, I have never played online, which is probably why I can still give it an honorable mention. Because I've heard the online is just... There's people that just steal your shit constantly.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they built in very good safeguards for that kind of stuff like they did with GTA.
No. The GTA safeguards are nice because, you know, if you're in your house, you're fine. No one can hurt you.
Yeah, there is no house in...
No, you're hiding in the shed that happens to belong to you, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of bandits ride up and steal everything you own. What's your other honorable mention?
I'm going to go with the Lego Star Wars games.
Those are good games.
Yes. I spent many an hour trusting in the Force and building that brick one brick higher. It was so much fun.
Okay.
What? I didn't play video games a lot.
Hey, that's okay.
Scraped the bottom of the barrel.
Alright. It is now time for the finale of this show, but before we hit it, let's go ahead and do a quick sponsor plug.
Oh, well, since I didn't get to my last spot on Strictly Sports, I guess I'll come on this one. Anyway, I wanted to remind of the...
Big Mike, you stole my spot again!
Hey, whoa, no, this is my spot!
Hey!
Get out of here! Yeah, damn kid! Yeah, anyway, we have a great deal on our... casket beds. Don't worry, we put one of those Casper mattresses in them. They're great. They just sort of unfold in the box. This is not sponsored by Casper, though. They don't know I do that.
And we're back. So now it's time for the number ones.
Number one.
So would you like to go first?
Sure, I'm going to go this one. This one's easy for me. I didn't even have to think about this one. Battlefront 2.
I'm not shocked by that at all.
It's so good. It's just, I mean, that is my favorite shooter. I don't care how easy it is. It's just fun. I mean, you can get a headshot so easily on all of those droids, and I was so good at that game.
I do thoroughly enjoy playing, like, the heroes in that game.
I think I fully completed that game on the PC.
Really?
Like, all of the medals, all of everything.
I mean, that's still pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm not very good at it on the Xbox.
Hey, that's all right. I'm okay at it at the Xbox, but I have to be a specific group. I'm not very good if I'm the Stormtroopers, for starters.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I'm just terrible with them. I mean, I do enjoy that they included all of, you know...
The factions, yeah.
All the factions. They hit pretty much every major character that deserved a spot.
The best game mode is Wampas versus Rebels on Hoth.
I do love that. Because I just remember playing that. It may have been with you and Morgan, because we got to be the Wampers and
no, just they're womp, just throwing, womp, just womp, throw womp. Everything around. It's so great.
It's almost like playing in a Godzilla mode.
Oh yeah,
it's really
the fun. Ragdoll on that game was so much fun to mess with.
Oh yeah, it reminded me a lot of a game that later did it, Trials Fusion.
Okay, yeah.
Or Trials HD, whatever you want to call. Just with the amount of Ragdoll going on.
So what's your number one game?
So I talked a little bit about it earlier. It's just got so much about it that's just really good. It is a racing game, I know.
I was wrong. I thought it was going to be Brutal Legend.
No, Brutal Legend's good, but I've had to reevaluate my opinions. I've spent a lot of time on Brutal Legend, but before then, I had a life on the PS2.
Oh.
And it was divided between two games.
Oh.
Well, three if you count Vice City, but I had special occasions for that.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
It was not Celebrity Deathmatch. It was Need for Speed Underground 2, which is my favorite game of all time. I've spent a lot of time on that. It's got some celebrity casted as like your girlfriend, if you will, in it.
Okay.
It's got some fairly good voice acting for what.
So it has a decent story, as you're saying?
There's actually a story behind it.
Nice.
It's actually good.
Oh, wow.
It's probably one of only two Need for Speed games. I'm currently playing Heat, so I can later confirm, hopefully, whether that one's got a good one or not. So far, it's good. Regardless, Underground 2 and Need for Speed Most Wanted, the original.
Oh, I think I had Need for Speed Most Wanted 2.
Yeah. Those two are the only two that I remember that actually have really good storylines. But Underground 2, that was the one I loved the most. There was so much car customization, so many to choose from. It was just a great game. Great game.
All right. Well, on that note, maybe you can share with us what your favorite video games are in the comments section below, or email us at
lesssatisfactoryproduction@gmail.com.
Because the S would be too satisfactory.
Exactly. So we couldn't give it to you. And if you do have a topic or a subject of any kind that you'd like us to talk about next, feel free to email us or comment below as well.
Or like us on Facebook.
And be sure to hit the bell icon below. That way you stay up to date on when our videos come out. Because I realized I'm horrible about telling you when that happens.
Or don't, if you don't care. That's fine. I'll only be a little sad.
I care. I care a lot.